The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good hump day to you. That's right. It is Wednesday, 11:01 Central, where we are. And, of course, the 10% off Good Health Naturally products sale this week continues. That's why we're going to have Randy DeGraff from Good Health Naturally on the show at the bottom of this hour. And, of course, then we have Martha Zoller, who's a political pundit from Georgia, from the Peachtree State on. At the top of next hour, followed by former Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert, talking about that little thing that Mark Levin likes to rant about, and that's called Marxism. And what's happening with it, and where the shape of our country and our landscape is going, and what we need to do to fix this. We got lots of news to talk about, but I want to mention also that we still have the spend $300, get 20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products. And we appreciate Jamie for donating yesterday on the website. Always a good thing. And we appreciate you supporting our partners tab at thepowerhour.com. Let us know if you buy from the partners tab so we can get credit for it. That simple. Lots of news going on here. So we want to move forward a little bit here in world news. I'm going to try to make this brief because there's so much more to talk about what's going on over here. Given the state of things, South Africans are heading to the polls today with a chance for change. Yeah, where have we heard that before? I don't know about apartheid, but general elections are involving the ruling African National Congress, which has a chance of actually losing power for the first time since multiracial democracy began in 1994. Again, they have to use that D word, the media does. Can't seem to shake it. The South African electorate is frustrated with the ANC's persistent and debilitating corruption, as well as high crime, electricity and water shortages, economic stagnation. Geez, that sound familiar? Yeah, the opposition is led by the centrist Democratic Alliance, hope to keep the ANC below 50% for the first time. So we'll see what happens, because here, which should be the way it should be here, ballots over there are cast in person for one day and only upon presentation of a government-issued ID. An independent electoral commission then counts the ballots by hand. You see, we wouldn't have to worry about stolen elections if they did that here, right? That's one of the reasons why I wanted to point that out. Argentine President Javier Milei is in San Francisco. Nah, he's not visiting those strip clubs up there in the northern northeast part of town. He is there meeting with top-level executives from Google, Meta, and Apple. And, of course, he's, you know, probably going to hook up with Elon, and he's going to try to get together with Condoleezza Rice, who served as Secretary of State and National Security Advisor under George W. He's also scheduled to meet with economists from the think tank, as well as those entrepreneurs invested in AI. He will fly back Friday after a stopover in El Salvador, where he's going to attend the inauguration of a second-term president of Nayib Bukele, who won a landslide re-election in February. Meanwhile, Vladimir is at it again, warning the West yesterday that NATO members in Europe were playing with fire by proposing to let Ukraine use Western weapons to strike deep inside Russia, which he said could trigger a global conflict. See, the news keeps tightening. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg recently stated alliance members should let Ukraine strike deep into Russia with Western weapons. A lot of NATO members want that, but not the U.S. That's not their view. Constant escalation can lead to serious consequences, according to what Putin is telling reporters. If these consequences occur in Europe, how will the U.S. behave? Hard to say. Do they want a global conflict? Speaking of NATO members in Europe, Putin said that small countries there should be aware of what they're playing with, as they have small land masses and very dense populations, and it wouldn't be much to do a limited nuclear strike and wipe out several million people all in one fell swoop. Sweden, by the way, is going to send $1.2 billion, that's with a B, to Ukraine in military aid. Deputy Prime Minister Ebba Busch said it includes air defense, artillery ammo, armored vehicles. They ruled out sending the Swedish-built Jazz 39 Gripen jets to Ukraine, saying the focus of the Ukrainian side is on implementing the F-16 fighter jet program. Oh, well, so such is life. Everybody wants to keep the war going. You know who the warmongers are. We have a lot of them here. Moving on to what's more important in the United States, because people are always worried about more about their backyard than they are about overseas, or at least you should be. What's going on in your backyard? You should be worried about it, because the same thing that is happening in Europe right now is happening here, and we're starting to see the effect of it. There is an Illinois senator right now. Understand, he's a Republican senator, Dan McConchie of Lake Zurich. The state just raised taxes by $1 billion, and what for? To spend on migrants. And this is what everybody is complaining about in Europe, especially where the Conservative Party could lose their shirts in the upcoming election. And Rishi Sunak could end up out on the street. People are tired of it. People aren't listening. That's the word out. And it's going to happen here if we don't stop it. Which brings me to the next point. What's going on in New York City right now? I'm sure you're all just waiting with bated breath to find out what the jury's going to do in the Trump trial. And see, the thing is, the media there is just falling all over themselves, trying to get the scoop, trying to be the first one to report what happened, what did the jury do? It's like, envision the movie Airplane, where all those reporters go running into the phone booth and the whole stack wall of phone booths just fall flat over. That's how they're stepping all over themselves, trying to get the scoop on what's happening. Because, see, the thing is, the closing arguments are done for the most part. I don't think there's anything left. We have articles that we're posting, but by the time the post becomes available, Mershon will have already given the jury instructions on the matter, and the jury will start deliberating in the case today. Of course, now all the pundits are out trying to make a prediction. And see, the thing is, Mr. Blanch kept reiterating, Cohen lied to you, and even CNN and MSDNC's news reporters and pundits there are saying, you know, Bragg didn't prove his case. He didn't. And then they bring out the MVP of liars, according to Todd Blanch. Lying to Congress, lying to prosecutors, lying to his family and business associates. He ought to get the MVP award for being a liar. And he told the jury, Cohen lied to you multiple times. Mr. Blanch said Mr. Cohen didn't prove anything, and neither did the prosecution. Now, again, the pundits are all jumping all over themselves. Oh, well, but, you know, Stormy Daniels, oh, I know. That reminds me of that counterpoint, you know, with Saturday Night Live, where Dan Aykroyd goes, Jane, you ignorant slut. Yeah, that was supposed to make you laugh, because, I mean, this whole thing is a joke. And even AOC's out there pontificating in her little embarrassed way. oh, look at it. It's keeping him off the campaign trail. You know, she didn't say he was guilty. No, it's just the fact that it's a detraction. See, Biden gets to go out and campaign. Trump's stuck in a courthouse with this judge that, you know, given the jury the instructions that, you know, it's like way off point. See, the thing is that Trump, in order to be convicted of a crime, you have to have intent. I don't see, you know, based on what all the pundits, even the pundits for CNN and MSDNC are saying, I don't think they've proven their case. So now we wait. You know, president's former attorneys, oh, they're going to have him guilty by Friday. Now they don't want to spend all weekend there. They're going to have a guilty verdict. You watch. They're going to find him guilty. It's a blue jury, man. That's not what all the pundits are saying. If you believe the talking heads, because there's plenty of them out there, me included. Look, you only see this part, right? Yeah. So the whole idea is you have to kind of put this on the back burner for the moment, because this has been nothing but a 6-week shift show, and the jury is getting tired and fatigued. And they understand, because they've been allowed to go home. They've been allowed to be exposed to what's going on. They get to see De Niro out there on behalf of the Biden campaign, probably a paid actor, showing up outside the Trump trial courthouse, blasting Trump, claiming if he gets elected, he will never leave. I'm like, you're an idiot. And when I think of De Niro, I think of Taxi Driver. Remember Jodie Foster? Perv. You know, he's all part of that Hollywood shift show, you know? He's all part of that. And see, the thing is, if you don't follow what Hollywood wants, your career is over. So they will find a way to destroy your career if you don't toe the line. So De Niro goes out there, and what happens after he starts in with this nonsensical in front of all the mics and the cameras and everything else, because as you know, the mainstream media just can't get enough of that. So you can see all the cameras just bouncing right in front of De Niro as he's talking on the microphones, and all the Trump supporters start calling him a mook, whatever that is. But it was preceded by the F-bomb, effing mook. And I mean, they literally screamed all en masse at him and drove him back into his SUV while screaming epithets and cursing him. And then, of course, the SUV drove away with De Niro in it. So much for the shift show, right? Yeah. Now they're calling De Niro delusional. Oh, man, it's so much fun watching this play out. Because, I mean, if you'd been paying attention, you know the prosecution has not proved their case. But when you get 12 brain deads, and the thing is what happens when they get out, if they convict? He's not going to get sentenced right away. No, they're going to put it off. Trump will, obviously, they'll file emergency appeal motions and try to push that through to shut it off. Because Judge Merchan, there's so many different things that he did wrong, and they've been making notes of that, and they've been preparing the appeal just in case. Because if the attorneys are thinking outside the box, that's what's going to happen, right? So we wait and see. There's no sense in furthering this conversation, because it's virtually unproductive at this point. There's other news to report. We already know, you know, what we think our predictable outcome is, but no person in his right mind would want to send a former president to jail. That would make the United States of America a banana republic and literally put the judge and the jury in harm's way, because somebody out there loves Trump so much. If I was a juror, I'd be scared. I've heard other people say that too. I'm not the only one. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has just signed a first-of-its-kind bill criminalizing the act of poisoning unsuspecting pregnant women with abortion drugs. Wow. Ready for that? Crime punishable between 5 and 10 years in the slammer, along with a fine of anywhere from $10,000 to $75,000. new category of a crime called coerced criminal abortion, which bars someone from fraudulently using abortion drugs to cause or attempt to cause an abortion on a pregnant woman without her knowledge or consent. Anyone found guilty of being in possession of abortion pills without a valid prescription could face 5 years in the slammer. Well, this is tough stuff, folks. Another lawsuit has been filed by America First Legals. They filed a complaint with the Pennsylvania Department of State seeking to end a directive that allows non-citizens to vote in state and federal elections. The Help America Vote Act of 2002 requires an individual applying to vote must mention a current valid driver's license and the last four digits of their social on their voter application form. And they're going to use that and confirm it by using available databases. However, the Commonwealth maintains a voter registration system that blatantly violates this federal law, according to the complaint. So we'll see what happens there. 15 minutes after the hour, Democrats are going to virtually nominate Biden so that he, literally, this is going to happen on June 4th. So that's what they're expecting this to happen. This will be a virtual nomination to get him on the Ohio ballot for the general election in November. See, because the state's deadline was August 7th, the Democrats' National Convention, where they would nominate Biden, will be August 19th through the 22nd in Chicago. The whole world is watching. So Mike DeWine called a special legislative session to address the issue last week. Makes you wonder whether he's a rhino or not because of that. I don't know. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a bid by lawyer Michael Avenatti, known for representing Stormy Daniels, to overturn his conviction in a Nike-related case where he was accused of extortion. The justices did not explain the decision. The court said Justice Brett Kavanaugh, an appointee of Trump, did not participate in the decision to turn down Mr. Avenatti's writ of cert because he represented a woman who accused Kavanaugh of sexual assault. Moving on into the world of the economy, T-Mobile has bought most of U.S. Cellular's operations in a $4.4 billion deal. Hess, apparently, from what I'm hearing, but it's not news yet, they're going to try to acquire or be acquired by much larger oil operations. All that is still in the pipeline. Notice how we use that. Cato Institute, meanwhile, finally came out with something I can chew on. Fiscal effects of school choice. And, of course, these reforms are spreading across the nation. Governments in 33 states are now providing financial support for private schooling through 80 different programs. And we have a figure on the blast, if you can get to it. Go to thepowerhour.com, go to the newsletter tab and subscribe, and you can get that and see the graph. Spending on choice programs represents a small share of overall school spending, but imagine that. 77,571 students in Arizona's ESA students program cost $759 million, which is 5% of the public school spending. Iowa has the same kind of thing, enacted private school choice programs. They enrolled 16,757 students, costing $124.2 million, which was less than 2% of public school spending. Now, what does that tell you? An interesting story, folks, that you might want to read. See, that's why I like homeschooling and private school choice. At least you have some sort of control over what your kids are learning instead of this nonsense that's out there. And you remember Sam Bankman-Fried? Well, Ryan Salama, a former top lieutenant of, could be Salame, FTX founder Bankman-Fried's organization, he got 90 months just now, 7.5 years in prison, followed by 3 years of peeing in a cup. He's been ordered to pay more than $6 million in forfeiture and more than $5 million in restitution to boot. The sentence is a heavier penalty than the 5 to 7 years prosecutors suggested, and well beyond the 18 months that his defense team wanted. He pled guilty in September to conspiracy to make unlawful political contributions, defraud the Federal Election Commission, and conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money transmitting business. As you know, Judge Lewis Kaplan sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison in March. But remember, Salameh pleaded guilty last September. Wow, last September. And now he's being sentenced. Amazing how that works, isn't it? In the health category, magnesium deficiency is linked to metabolic syndrome. That's right. And we talked about this on the show before. More than half the American populations, with some estimates suggesting a staggering whopping 75%, are failing to meet the recommended dietary intake of this vital nutrient, magnesium. So, you know, it regulates cardiovascular physiology, stress responses, inflammation, hypertension, enhances glycemic control when combined with vitamin D. This is why we have magnesium Purely Min, magnesium complex at the Power Mall. One of the reasons why we encourage you to follow the instructions. That's 4 per day. Oh, you got plenty. It'll last you a month and you'll feel a whole lot better. Do you remember what happened with Ocean Gate submersible at the bottom trying to do a dive to the Titanic? It didn't even make it that far before it imploded. Well, less than a year after the loss of that submersible and a 5-person crew, Triton Submarines is planning a trip to the shipwreck in a completely different kind of vessel with backing from a billionaire real estate investor. Yep. And Larry Connor, he's from Ohio. He's a tech entrepreneur, Ohio-based investor. He's 74 years old. He apparently has served as the pilot for Axiom Space's first privately funded mission to the ISS 2 years ago. In 2021, Connor made 3 submersible dives with Leahy. Patrick Leahy is the CEO and founder, co-founder of Triton Submarines. And they actually visited the Mariana Trench in the Pacific Ocean and got as deep as 35,000 feet. You see, where is the Titanic sitting? 12,500 feet deep. So they've got a new submersible that they claim functions a whole lot better than what Ocean Gate had. Yeah, they call it a contraption is what that what they're saying. Patrick Leahy says it's nothing but a contraption. They all got killed as a result of the arrogance of the founder. He also died there. In energy and environment, I got 2 stories for you. A bombshell new study has debunked the globalist narrative that emissions from cows, we're talking about cow farting, are causing climate change, while proving cattle herds actually lower methane gas levels in the atmosphere. And they got studies now to back it up. But you got the UN, Food and Agricultural Organization, all these people out there. Here's the thing, you know, I mean, they all want, oh, don't eat as much meat, less demand for cows, eat the phony stuff, you know, oh, the mRNA in it. No. So the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, this is how stupid they are. $4.8 million grant to a London-based company to develop gas masks for cows. Wow. Unbelievable. Porsche, by the way, after 60 years, is finally turning the 911 model into a hybrid. Yep, getting a light update includes powertrain for the base Carrera models, as well as a new hybrid powertrain for its 911 GTS models. And let's see, what does it say? The updated 911 Carrera tops out at 183 mile an hour, a 1 mile bump over the outgoing model. For those of you people that feel the need for speed. we'll see how long that lasts. You guys got money. I guess you want to go out and, oh my, hybrid. Okay, whatever. It still has a battery, folks. Think about that before you go spending all that money. A former New Jersey gym owner. Remember Ian Smith? He had a gym. Remember this? The Attilus Gym in Belmar, New Jersey. Well, they tried to close it during the lockdowns. He kept it open. he was eventually arrested for violating the state mandate. He and co-owner Frank Trombetti ultimately lost hundreds of thousands of dollars simply for keeping the gym doors open. Oh, yeah, people were in support of it, and they were showing up from all over the place and actually putting a fund together for him. Attila's gym was fined $15,497,000 and some change, or $15,000, $497,000.76. Bah, folk, pa. Open in defiance of the shutdown orders, enough at the time to drain the bank accounts. Ian Smith estimates the government seized more than $200,000 from the business and personal accounts of both, including loss of wages and stuff like that. So they're probably out close to $1.5 million, if not way more. To date, none of those seized assets have been returned, according to... And why is that important? Well, because a court just determined that... and dismissed with prejudice all 80 municipal charges in what appears to be government overreach. Yeah, they won. But you see how long they had to put up with this garbage? They haven't gotten any of the assets back. You really think the government in New Jersey is going to give that back to them? They probably already spent it, folks. Former South Dakota mayor has been charged in a triple homicide after sexual assault charges were filed. This is the former mayor of a South Dakota town. He is accused of murdering three people after becoming enraged over a neighbor allegedly sexually assaulting a family member. J. Edward Ostrom, 64, was arrested Monday, currently being held in the Minnehaha County Jail on $1 million cash-only bond. He was the mayor and city councilor of Centerville, according to KELO. The incident took place Monday night. A frantic man called 911, said his relative had been fatally shot. Officers found a .380 handgun in Ostrom's pocket, as well as spent shell casings from a shotgun. They entered the home where the call was made from, found three people dead from apparent gunshot wounds, so now he's in the hoosegow. Family member claimed that she and the neighbor were drinking. He forcibly kissed her, exposed himself to her, and pressed himself against her, according to court papers. The woman explained she told Ostrom about the assault and then got up and went raging out of the house. Ostrom didn't say anything as he left. She didn't know where he was going, what he was going to do. And she didn't see him again until law enforcement showed up. So he's been arrested and charged with three counts of first-degree murder. Law enforcement has secured the scene. There's no further threat to the public. Bada bing, bada boom. See, even public officials aren't perfect either. Or former public officials. So we'll see. Be interesting to see what happens throughout the show today as we move closer and closer to the discussion of Marxism. It's amazing how that works. We have one quick second. Brady, good morning. What say you?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I don't know if you saw your gal Nimrata, what she wrote on the one of the Israeli bombs that was going to go to Rafah and blow apart the refugee camp.
Yeah, what did she write? We're out of time. What did she write?
She wrote, "Finish them, Dave."
Oh, okay. Good to know. Thanks, Brady. Appreciate that. Yep. Good luck. Randy DeGraff will be joining us here in just a few moments. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I am here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time where we are, and of course, For those of you that were just picking up on the last half hour of the conversation, Brady was referring to Nimrata. That's her real name. Her actual political name, as you know her, is Nikki Haley. I just want to make sure you knew that. She wrote "Finish Them" on the bomb that they launched. All right. So, you know, speaking of the bomb, Raina DeGraff joins us. She's the director of sales for Good Health Naturally Products. Raina, it's always good to see you.
Hello. Thank you for having me again. It's always wonderful to be here.
I know, but we haven't had you on the show very often. And, you know, people need to understand Good Health Naturally. We got all the good stuff here. We're going to be talking about that in this segment.
Sure.
And what's everybody been buying these days? Has anything been, you know, because we got 10% off sale going right now at the Power Mall, which, okay, by the way, is open 877-817-9829 if you want to talk to a human being. But just curious, anything just moving hot and heavy over in your neck of the woods?
Well, we do have our top sellers, and I believe that you guys have them. Obviously, it's the curcumin with the fenugreek. You know, everyone needs to reduce that inflammation. Because, again, if you reduce the oxidation and the inflammation in the body, the disease has no place to live. And then, of course, our blockbuster All Clear. It is a synergistic blend with these amazing enzymes and polyphenols. It just helps for all of the cardiovascular issues that seems to be the number one killer in the American life today with our diet and our modified foods and so on. So those are some of the two popular ones. We also have the serapeptase, which is just a strict one ingredient, the most powerful serapeptase in the United States. It has 250,000 international units of serapeptase, which is a proteolytic enzyme to reduce the inflammation, helps reduce scar tissue, helps promote circulation. I mean, the list of what it does is a lot longer than the list of what it doesn't do.
Yeah, the hits just keep on coming, so to speak. Anyway, here's the thing. What I noticed about Good Health Naturally products is that they are loaded with enzymes.
Yes.
And see, that's really important because now we're finding out so much. And see, you're have a clinical nutritionist herbology background, mm-hmm, and acquainted with the Natural Healing Institute. So I'm kind of curious. As far as the enzymatic action that we seem to all be lacking, people just, you obviously understand how things work in the gut. There is a blood-brain barrier, but there's a connection between the gut, the liver, all of that, and the brain in helping us maintain balance.
Yes, and that is true. So, you know, the enzymes, everyone is born with enzymes, but unless you're eating that raw and that organic diet from birth, as we age, especially as we age, they're going to get depleted. So it's vital that we replenish that. And it's very important to do a broad spectrum. So yes, that brain connection it's connected to everything. Your gut connection is connected to your brain. It's also connected to vital organs to keep you alive. So you do need to replenish that gut enzyme activity with digestive enzymes. And typically, the food doesn't really supply enough, so you need to replenish. And then you have the systemic range. So on the empty stomach, you need to take the proteolytic enzymes or products like Blockbuster All Clear or Sera Enzyme to replenish that. So you have that optimal balance. You have the ones that are going to fight off all the invaders and the pathogenics, the molecules that try to invade us and get us sick. But you also need to absorb the proper nutrients from your food. You need to expel the toxins and keep your gut nice and clean, and everything needs to be balanced. So yes, enzyme therapy is the key and the foundation to overall health and well-being.
See, and this is where Blockbuster All Clear comes in, because that is just loaded with stuff that does exactly what you said. Now, people need an explanation about what serapeptase is, and there's two ways you can do this. You sell the serapeptase in different formulas.
Yes, we do have a broad range. So, you know, it really boils down to the individual, their lifestyle, and their health struggles. And a lot of people actually mix the two. Now, the Blockbuster All Clear is very unique, and it's very popular because it has a blend. So it has the serrapeptase, it has the nattokinase, and it has a regular protease. Those are the top three in this blend, and they work very well together. There's not a high activity unit in any of them, but sometimes less is more depending on your health issue. So for people who have, you know, some cardiovascular issues, or, you know, they don't want to be on the big pharma medications and they want to try to find a more natural solution to balancing out their blood flow, cleaning out their blood, making sure that there's no inflammation throughout the veins and the arteries, Blockbuster All Clear is perfect for that. You know, even for women who have the varicose veins in their legs, or for diabetics who can't get that proper circulation at their ankles, this is the perfect product for that. But I wouldn't oppose to having them add a very high potent serrapeptase. We have one, it's called Serraenzyme, and it's just serrapeptase at a high unit count. And what that means is it's just going to be, I like to call it the backup to the army. So it's just going to boost the activity of the Blockbuster All Clear, but it's going to add some added benefit. It's going to definitely reduce the inflammation throughout the body. And let's say you had an injury from your younger years, or you have some scar tissue from a surgery, it's definitely going to make sure that that doesn't grow to a point where it's unhealthy and causing health issues. And that's so important. So that's why, yes, you can take a range of serrapeptase by itself to do all those wonderful things, but I also often recommend that people combine them. I personally do. I take the 250,000 unit, and I also take the Blockbuster, and I also take the Curcumin, but we can get into that one later. And then we have two other ranges. One is a SeraPlus that has MSM in it. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically like a lubricant for your joints. It also helps keep the soft tissues connected. So if you have dry eyes or stiff joints, it's going to help lubricate that, as well as keep the body balanced with the enzyme activity, reducing inflammation and keeping your structural health. Then there's the Serenol, great for people who suffer from glucose issues or metabolic syndromes or lung issues, because it has a lot of antioxidants that just help expel and allowing the body to find the balance it needs to heal itself.
Right. So now the thing is about natto. I don't think a whole lot of people, unless they've gone online and done their research, which many of our listeners have, and I didn't even know what natto was until I started looking it up, and it actually is a fermented soybean that makes up a lot of the Japanese diet.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. So it's very important. I mean, if you eat a lot of natto, then you might not need a supplement. But again, this is America. You know, we all like to have a little luxury of our food. And so nattokinase is very important to break down. We call it a fibrinolytic enzyme, and it specifically attacks pathogenic fibrins. So over time, if your platelets get blocked, or, you know, maybe you had a stent surgery, stents also can have a blockage in there. Any kind of cardiovascular that clogs the arteries, you know, over time, nattokinase is that fibrinolytic enzyme that has the activity to just eat that plaque away like a little Pac-Man. And yes, the Japanese eat it daily. And that maybe that has something to do with why their heart disease is lower than ours.
Well, I noticed too, and this is, you know, no stab at the American culture, but we have been brought up on a different kind of diet than what the Japanese do. And this is why you see Japanese do not have a serious obesity problem. I've noticed this. It's the culture. And so, you know, the more we sit and vegetate, and especially the audience that we cater to, you sit and vegetate and eat bags and bags of party-sized Cheetos on a regular basis. I mean, you are going to pay for it in the end. I mean, the guy that just did the Super Size Me from McDonald's, he just passed away. So I'm just looking at this stuff going, okay, the Japanese don't have that kind of diet, which is why they seem to be healthier and they seem to live longer. And, yes, and the, I mean, important. See, I think it's the Asian cultures too, in the way that families, you know, they still have their stress. But to me, it's a different, it's a different kind of stress. Now, what does stress, since you're a nutritionist, what is stress? Because this is huge, especially in diabetics.
Yes.
What does stress do to the enzyme level in the body?
So when the body is invaded with physical stress, mental stress, immune stress, you're creating oxidation. And when you have oxidation, disease says, ooh, yay, a place to live. Let's go attack those dead cells or those inflamed cells, which is what oxidation is. It's inflamed cells. It's cells that are dying and not rebuilding to a healthy place, or they're not turning over quick enough. So oxidation is the perfect place for disease to come into the body and invade it and grow and live and cause many health problems. So by reducing oxidation, you're not allowing the disease to live. I try to give people the analogy of termites. If you have old wood and it's been out in your backyard for years, or, you know, you have an old shed or what have you, and the termites come and eat that wood because it's old and it's a comfort place for them to feed off of, the only way to get rid of that is to remove that wood. That's the same thing in the body. The only way to remove those invaders is to reduce the inflammation and get rid of the oxidative stress. And stress comes in many forms, many, many, many forms, which is why the astaxanthin with the DHA is important to take on a daily basis. It's going to reduce the oxidation. So your eyes aren't going to age as quick as maybe they would if you had a lot of oxidation. Your skin will be plush and smooth and it won't age as fast. If you exercise a lot, I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of athletes have a little rough look and drier skin and more creases in their skin. That's oxidation from all the excess exercise. So it's really important to reduce the oxidation.
And so now they call astaxanthin with DHA, and we sell it in the 90 count here on the Power Mall, the king of carotenoids. What is a carotenoid? I think people are, first time I read it, I was like, the king of carotenoids. All right. I want to do a commercial about that. Now what? So I'll let you do that. You tell me without being an infomercial, what is a carotenoid? What does it do?
You
so
know,
people understand it.
Just think of it as a fatty acid. Think of it as I'm going to go to a restaurant and I'm going to have a salmon, a piece of salmon. That's what you're doing with the astaxanthin. It comes from those crustaceans in the ocean. It's basically a micro algae that is vital to keeping the oxidation and in the body at bay. So it's really important, and it has many more health benefits. It helps cardiovascular, believe it or not. You know, helps keep your blood nice and silky and it kind of flows like a ribbon in your body. That's how it should be. It shouldn't be sticky. It shouldn't be runny. It should be just nice and silky. So that's what the astaxanthin does and all the fatty acids in the astaxanthin. And it's very important for that oxidation.
So it's an antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory, supposedly.
Yes, okay. Yes, it is actually. But and again, those are important roles in reducing the disease, right? Not giving it a place to live. But it also has many health benefits, more than the immune system, even though that's the star of the show, the cardiovascular. Those are the stars, but it's vital for, I mean, I even tell pregnant women to take it because it helps with brain function. It helps, you know, the DHA can help with lactation. I mean, it's just critical in your everyday life. And, you know, over time, even the brain can deteriorate, but by reducing the oxidation with the astaxanthin, that's going to happen less and less and slower and slower.
So being a nutritionist, you also see what we're talking about with women. When you say lactating, it means they're breastfeeding, obviously, and this is safe to take when you're breastfeeding.
Absolutely. I always recommend it because, see, this is unique because it has the astaxanthin and the DHA together. So any age group can take it. And it's important for infants as they're growing inside, you know, the fetus to get that proper brain structure to grow. I don't want to say rapidly, but to grow healthy, and that the mother can actually lactate healthy, you know, nutrition for the baby. So it's a really important thing to take, and for our elderly, just so they can comprehend and catch on mentally with their brain function, you know, their thought process. This is a really, really important in everyday diet. And you know what else I like about this one? It doesn't smell fishy. Most of the astaxanthin, because it's a carotenoid, you will open up a bottle and make that face where you may not want to take it. Ours is with a special capsule, and it keeps that smell. I don't know if you can see it,
sure,
but
can.
That smell is not there. So you can take it with your breakfast and your lunch, and you're not going to be burping that fishy smell. Yeah. And, you know, it's easier to take.
That's what everybody's worried about, too, is that burpee smell, especially if you're going to go out and be meeting people during the day and all of a sudden
I know.
It comes up. And,
who wants that all
just,
day?
Did you have fish for lunch? Yeah, must have been the shrimp. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lithium Balance. That's the other thing that we sell a lot of at the Power Mall. Now, this is a what people have called a mood stabilizer. I'm surprised that it's a healthy alternative to taking antidepressants. And boy, are we a mess. A lot of America, especially women, are prescribed antidepressants, and I cannot get over the statistics. You have had to study this, Raina. What say you?
Yes, yes. You know, when I first became a nutritionist, with all that gut and brain connection, I didn't understand it. And that is exactly what the doctor said. He said, you just have to eat chicken and rice, and here's an antidepressant, and you'll be fine. Okay?
No.
Right. No. No. And so, again, the lithium balance is really important for people who do struggle with mental instabilities. And ours is unique because it's a lithium orotate, which makes it more bioavailable. And it helps the body create its own inositol. And so inositol is what is needed in the body to give us a positive mood, to give us a positive outcome, to take those life stresses and those life changes with a little bit more or a little less edge, and to be able to deal with those stresses. Because, again, you don't want stress in your body. And I actually promote lithium balance for a lot of our young adults because, you know, with the social medias and all this, you know, protesting nonsense, and, you know, it's take care of yourself before you can take care of another person or another project or whatever. And by taking lithium balance, which, by the way, back in the 50s, I believe it was, used to be a prescription, but it's a natural mineral. Mm-hmm. It's all natural, and it's the best way to address any kind of mental imbalances. It communicates, it helps the neurotransmitters communicate better so that your sleep cycles are more balanced. You wake up refreshed. You can, you know, you have a test at school, or you have drama at work, or, you know, you got into a car wreck, whatever the stress brings, that you're able to say, okay, I got this. And it just balances it out with a more positive outcome. And again, all natural. It's just a mineral. The orotate just makes it more bioavailable so that maybe you need less. So I actually tell people, look, try to, and I'm not, you know, as a nutritionist, I do battle with the medical industry. And
of course,
you know, they're always
all those disclaimers out there that we have to, you know, because ask your doctor. It's like, no. I mean, it's like we've lost the ability to critically think, and, you know, half the brain. I mean, now we have curcumin. We sell a lot of the X4000 with fenugreek, and these are natural herbs. Turmeric is an Indian spice.
Yep.
That's what's the yellow color. I've noticed a little staining. It's poorly absorbed in the body. What makes this so special?
Well, you're right. Most turmeric, because it's a food, will be lost in your GI tract, but you're not really absorbing a lot of it. So it is important for people to take it with as a supplement. Even if you're eating a lot of turmeric or drinking the juices, that's all great. I promote that. But you still need to take enough, or at least absorb, because the mantra is it's not what you're eating, it's what you're absorbing. is the important part. And this one, our curcumin, or your curcumin rather, is a patent technology by Mareva. And the Mareva is the brand that we use, and that makes it more bioavailable. So you don't need to take, you know, 10 to 15 capsules or drink, you know, turmeric for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack. You can actually take three of these, maybe three times a day or two times a day, and still reap the benefits of anti-inflammatory. This one is unique because it has the fenugreek. So any kind of metabolic syndrome or glucose imbalances, so you're going to be able to digest foods a lot better. You're putting less stress on that gut. And again, we talked about that. Very important for that health benefit in the gut.
Now, always got it. You know, we just love getting educated here. Raina DeGraff, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
You can stock up right now with 10% off at the Power Mall on all Good Health Naturally products that we carry here at the Power Mall. In the meantime, thank you for all the good work you do out there, Raina DeGraff. We'll talk again soon. In the meantime, have yourself a great week and the rest of the weekend, a great weekend.
You as well. Take care.
We'll talk soon. You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right. We'll be back after these messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of